begin the current daf, Mesachtas might cut and daf your test. We begin them at Alpha, begin the test and Masla, begin with the Gemara, the Teva al Yerecha, Tchelis Letzitzisai. And he could spin on his lap, Tchelis for his tzitzis. Pirish, what does that mean to say on his lap? Is because allegation, you have to do it through an abnormal way. Now, Alpha, but tefillin, regarding tefillin, that our Mishnah said that you could write tefillin and mezuzis, that we don't say that you do it in an abnormal way. It says Taisis, because you have Shemashin, you can't do it with the Shin. It says it has to be complete lettering. You can't do it in a deranged way. Now, Ubasis Tfilm the Tzitzis, now regarding making the Tfilm the Tzitzis, not writing them, that the Mishnah doesn't tell us if that needs to have a Shin or not. It says, Vashema, maybe, ain't Isser, maybe the reason why it doesn't say is because the Isser on Chalamoid in doing it the normal way, is only kiyam b'chsiva v'tzviya, is only by writing and by sewing. So therefore, technically, you would need to have a shina. Regarding making, that you wouldn't have to do it any different. Now, masha nogu lichtav ba'igel, this that the custom is that some people, that they think that, okay, just do it in a round way and not in a square way. So it says, limitin hetu, we don't find that to be a hetu. And b'chim b'pish b'toysa rav, b'shem rabbi, that doesn't help to write it in a circular way. But and even in the pressing situation, that won't help. However, being Taisis, that Al Yehudi Echad Shatavas Haya, there was a Jew that was in jail. So then they permitted in the pressing situation to write it in a circular way so they could redeem him. But in general, that doesn't help to be able to write on Chol HaShemayim. And also by writing backwards, you can read it in from the other way. They didn't permit that to write on Chol HaMoed. As Tais explains, that even though it wouldn't be problematic if you do it in this abnormal way because of malacha, because it's not a regular writing, but we say it's forbidden. Even just effort, exertion on Chol HaMoed, even that's not malacha, we say that that's problematic, which would include this type of writing too. However, no good lamer, people have the custom to say that the masnid la'ari al dehipach. The Mishnah that said it's forbidden is not if you do it backwards. The yesh kaisv in some way like the chilko ais by separating that letter itself, not doing full letters. Kachay aiser that bezikini. That's how my teacher, my elder, that he actually did this. Now by yud regarding the yud sheyavshu, he can't because it's just a dot. Sheyavshu how you kaisv b'ksav hafach that he would write upside down, and that's how they would. Write on Chol HaShemayim. Tunek says, Masla, to begin with the words of Gemara, B'yudo Mimarim. He says that you could do it in a crafty way, which says, L'chor Yisimili Machma Yisim Rebbe, he's more stringent than Rameir. Because Rameir Shit Lachem, Rameir permits doing it for others. Whereas Rebbe says, no, only you do it, you know, through, like, selling yours, and then you write for yourself. But the Taisa Pishon, the Taisas, they explain, that Rameir ain't a Matel Barama, the Rameir permits only with Harama, Bava Levanti, he says, I don't understand, because in the wording of Meir, it sounds like that he's more makel, and he holds that you could write for others, and not like the way Rebuda says, which is that, you know, sell yours and then write for yourself, which that's what Harama is. The next says, Master, beginning with the Gemara B'Yisim, he says, you could write and you could sell it according to what you need for your Parnassah, which then the Shari Lagami, then it's totally permitted, Lacher and Beschar for others with, you know, wages, was getting paid for that. Now, as his wording says, with Dafka Kitei Parnassas, just, but only if it's for his Parnassa, for his livelihood. Now, Lacher is similarly says, Mekul, Mekulu, he's the most lenient of them all, where he permits outright selling, not even just as a favor, and Lacher Peir Shura. Now, Oy Peirish, he actually gives another interpretation. That actually the kula b'shor kitei panasas. Actually, everyone would permit to write if it's for a person's livelihood, because they doesn't have what to eat. But the Aryan, they're only talking about el kishyesh lemayechel when he has what to eat. And actually, umachmer b'shiyesh mekula. Actually, so it comes out then Rebbe's actually the most stringent of them all, because they permit writing even more than kitei panasas in different ways. But Rebbe's permits no, only if you don't know what to eat. So it's actually then the most stringent. But volitional lemashachi, the warning of the rest doesn't sound like this interpretation, because the Havel Mem, then it should have said in a case of elikadei panasas that it's coming to be stringent, that you could only write only if it's necessary for what you need to eat. But which says me, however, that wouldn't really prove not like this interpretation, because b'milsa the Rabbi Yehuda kashanamik says, because the wording of Yehuda also is essentially difficult, because the Havel Mem, he should have said in a case of elikad, he should have also said Only what you need for your libel, Idechem through others, or the Arama through some type of Barama. So it's not though, it's such an indicator, because we find the same problem with Rabbi Huda too. So it says Bahasha now Masnitin, the Mishnah that said that you cannot write Svarin Tefillin Mezuzahs on Chalamoid without specifying, doesn't differentiate, would seem like that's Asik Reb Meir, because Rabbi Yisi permits Kedei Panasasa, Rabbi Huda permits Barama. The only one that's a blanket says you're not allowed to write to sell to others would be like Reb Meir. Now, B'yeshma Farshma, those who explain that actually that not only Reb Huda and Meir permit when you have what to eat, each one according to their how they say Reb Huda through Aram, Reb Meir only B'tayva, rather even Reb Yisi permits even if you have what to eat. Aye, so what is it saying? K'dei Parnasasai. So Namad L'mashma, that doesn't sound like Dein L'mayircha, that doesn't mean there's not what to eat. And the Argesois said on the words, Ella rather, K'dei Parnasasai, what does that mean? Hainu Baharvacha, for a profit. That is what he says, sorry, he's going to be permitted. Why? Because the Hail, don't we usually say Rala Arvacha is a problem? No, the Hail, the Tzach Mitzvah, since ultimately Rai Tulim and Mezuz is for a Mitzvah purpose. So let's talk about a different Hail, that you'll let it go ahead and make profit on that Achal HaShemite. Because the Bechinim, Leif Zalazkin, for nothing he won't want to do it, and therefore we make that incentive that he's allowed to. Now, Masnitin, the Mishnah that says you cannot write and doesn't differentiate, Pirishbatezerav, the Pliga Akula, that's actually his disagreement, all three of them. Betanachor, and that is another Tan. Now, Rebbe Yehuda the Pirish, he explains the Asikatana Kama, that actually our Mishnah is like the Tana Kama the Braisa, which is Reb Meir. Bechin Pirish, and this I have to read the Mishnah. Increase in Svarim and Tefillin Mezuzahs, Kenela Mochram, you cannot write Svarim and Tefillin Mezuzahs to sell it, Kenela Anichem, or to leave them over for after the Moed. But Tzarech Moed, you would be allowed to, but you can't sell like Ramey says in the Braisa. So the Mishnah wasn't talking about when you're writing for the Moed, because then you would be allowed to, the way Ramey says. By Pirish, additionally, Rabbi Yehuda explains, he says, Asik Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? According to what we said, Rabbi Yisi is the most stringent interpretation, as we said in that other interpretation. So you can say the Mishnah is like him. Now, Taisa continues, for those who say that really these coming words are unnecessary, Taisa continues now with another idea. Says that the Ein Rayin Mekan. So we were talking up until now about this idea about what do you mean that. What we just said from Bieno, that the Mishnah says you cannot write is for after Moed, but if it's for the Moed itself, for Chol Moed, then it would be permitted, and that's like Reb Meir. Now, says Tosfos, don't prove Meir. Shemutal Nechtvon. That means that you're permitted to put on Tefillin Chol Moed. No, Dom Reb Meir Reb Yudel Tamei. Maybe yes, from those two opinions that we see that you could through Haram or whatever, but they're going according to that reasoning. This rule that they hold Perkam Moed Tefillin even though Tzadik Bav Mevei that Shabbos Man Tefillin, and for sure Chol Moed is also. And they could also be holding like that opinion, and which is where we don't pass like that. It sounds like the Islu Shabbos allows man to hold that it's not man, but they could hold that it is, and therefore they're saying that it would be relevant for Chol Moed. But we don't really that we hold that no, we don't put on Tefillin Chol Moed. Now, Avraham Yitzchak and Avraham, he maybe been a Yishami lahat lanech, but he brought a proof from the Yishami that actually it is permitted to put on Tefillin Chol Moed. Kadam Yishami says, Chad Barnash, a certain person that Oibat Tefila b'chol de Mayad, they lost the Tefillin b'chol Mayad. They also come to Rav Chanan, came up with Rav Chanan, Pirish, Sheikh, they should write from Tefillin. And the reason was Lefish Ali Seifer, because Rav Chanan was a scribe, could Yisrael Megillah, that Yitzchak was based. So Shalchai came to Rav Chanan, he sent Rav Chanan to ask him the Shiloh. Amalei said to him, Zil, go, have li Tefillah, go give him your Tefillin, and Ma'ak Kasabloch, and then you write for yourself. It's not like learning the Mishnah, because on Tefillin, that's my person who writes Tefillin for himself. Also came to Rav, came from the Rav. Amalei said, Ksav Leik, write it for him. Pirish, another Tefillah, without this whole thing about selling him yours and using your own. No, you go ahead and just write from that. Now, the Yerushalmi concludes on that. That Masnit and Pligal Rav. Obviously, the Mishnah disagrees with Rav. Because the Mishnah says, Kreis Abad and Tefillin Mezuzah La'atzma, you create for yourself, Halacha, but for someone else, Lai. So the question is, how could Rav have permitted that to Rav Chananel to write it directly without Haram? So Yerushalmi explains that Rav Pasla because of Anir. Rav explained that it was when you're writing it to leaving it over, Pirish. Rav Maimon Mishnah explains the Mishnah said you're not allowed to is lanich machamoy you won't leave it for after the yom tov lanich machamoy but to be able to put on the chalamoy then sure he's permitted to go ahead and do it directly. So you see in Yishami that the minhag was to put on tefillin on chalamoy and that's why Rav Rambam Chana permitted to write tefillin on chalashamoy. Balochas gedoz pasak in the Bahag he rules the Asla nech tlam chashamay no yinal pan tlam chashamay. Ule tam and from the reasoning shemay ma'ay shabbos yom tovim that we don't put on tlam shabbos yom tov miyam yamim where it says that certain days you do certain days you don't. The stabit logical shaper that the ma'ay chashamay that you also from there exclude chashamay for the same reason. Well, man dosh and don't know who expands from another time long bomb base melachol ois that for you should be a sign. Yatsu shabbos yom tov next to shabbos yom tov shem ba'asma ois where they're intrinsically a sign and you don't need to have tlam to be a sign. So, and that's because of you don't do malacha, but simul chalmai you do malacha. Yeshlim, you could say is lafish einos malacha, but no chalmai you also don't do malacha. Unless it's a great loss, so it technically is also ice. Abakasha, but what's difficult is lamai the precious leel. We explain the beginning of the mesach the bezem and after maskal mashkin the malacha the chalmai we explain zomad rabban. So hechemayla, where you excluding? We don't find that to be included in lachala ice because chalmai even though a non davar avid is aser, but that's only rabbinic. And that's a, but you could say a different approach then. Whichever chalamayit is, whether Pesach or Sukkah, you're either eating matzah or serving the Sukkah. So in Tzarchais, you don't need a sign because the Yom Tov itself is intrinsically a sign, even though it's chalamayit, and therefore that's why one would not be putting on tefillin on chalamayit. Now, the imu emes, but if the truth is that chalamayit chay betefillin, so Yishlam, what you could say is regarding what we just said before, but since ultimately you do malacha, so ain ois, it's not an ois, it's not an own sign, and if you need tefillin for an ois, you only exclude Yom Tov, which says different other days in contrast to Chol HaMoed, and therefore that would explain the opinion that holds that you do put on Tefillin on Chol HaShemayim. The next says, Master, beginning with the Gemara, Kavis may say, someone buries his dead. Now, why saying burying instead of just that a relative of his died? Because the mourning actually only begins when the sealing of the grave, because I mean, come on, like the Gemara says later on, the Chol HaZayim and Alf. The next says, Master, beginning with the Gemara, Shleish Yomim. Why specifically a period of 3 days? Because that's the primary mourning for many things, as Barmin the command of the Gemara said later on, over there, the Shleish Yom Lebechi, first 3 days are for crying. So you see, that's the thrust, and therefore, that's why if you had 3 days before the Yom Tov, that's already the primary of the Avelis. So the next says, Master, beginning with the Gemara, my time of Loi Batl, why are we saying that? Loi Batl. So, in other words, the Gemara is saying that since you said that the Gezeirah Shleishim is bottle, so what are you saying that it's not bottle from 30 days? So what do you mean, lay bottle? So it says, Hacha habenicha tvei likras. Here, really, the text would have been preferable to say, Yamim le'inimai le bottle. Regarding the days, what are you saying that's not bottle? Because just saying in general doesn't really explain the question. But so it says, you don't really have to edit because the he, it's really the same thing. It really means, when you say what's the reason like bottle, it means regarding when you're saying that the yomim is not, for what are you saying, for what relevancy does that mean it's not bottle? Next says Mazda begins with the words of the Gemara, She'im legilich erv regel b'chulu, that if he didn't take a haircut, erv yomtiv b'chulu. Now, Benirli says, it appears to me that the huadin, same thing is regarding the gzera of the shiva, that if a person had already 3 days before the yomtiv, so we say, so really nullified the gzera shiva of avelis. But if lekibus, if you didn't do laundry, lerochatz, if you didn't bathe erev regel before the yomtiv, in mutter lechaitz belchabes erev yomtiv, if he was permitted to bathe and to do laundry from before yomtiv, but lekibus lerochatz, and he did not do laundry and did not bathe himself, lechabes beregel, that he cannot go ahead and do laundry on the yomtiv, because although the gzeirah shiva was bottle, but as we're saying here in the Gemara, the Yimei Shiva themselves were not bottle, and if you didn't do the before the Yom Tov, similar to what we said regarding the haircut, you cannot bathe and do laundry after that. Now, Vahashta Nicha, now it makes sense, Hatik Tani, this, that we link Gzeri Shiva bottle, that the Gzeri of Shiva is bottle, Hayam Le bottle, but again, but the days were not bottle, and therefore, if you didn't do before, you cannot do after. Now, Miyu Kashlam, we have the following difficulty, because Kam Basamach, the Gemara tells us, the Shek Shemesh, the Mitzvah Shleshim, the Mitzvah Gzeri Shiva, just like the Mitzvah of the first 3 days nullifies the Gzeri of the Shiva. I feel the Tani Kamad when Mitzvah Shavu Liyam Yimikor. Tani Kamad says it nullifies even the days. So to the Mitzvah Shiva is about the Gzeir of the Shleishim. In other words, she may be Abishol Raya. Abishol is bringing a proof of the Mitzvah Shleishim to the Mitzvah of the Shiva nullifying the Shleishim. Shabbat Legamri, it totally nullifies the Shleishim, and that I feel Liyam even days. And it's coming to say Tani Kamad. From here, Abishol proves that the Tani Kamad would also agree that the Mitzvah Shleishim totally nullifies the Shiva and even the Yam. That sounds according to everyone, that even if he did not do laundry or bathe himself before Yom Tov, he would be permitted to bathe after, and we don't say that the Yomim of the Shiva is not bottle. So that's difficult according to what Tosfos was explaining. Now, Varin Pirish, says that Gzeres Shleishim is different. That there we say that, as our Gemara is saying, the days, the Yom are not batal. But that's different than the Gzeres of Shiva, where there the days are batal. Why? Because the Davka Legilah specifically, we did not take a haircut before Yom Tiv, which then we say, okay, the days of the Shleishim are not batal. So therefore, yes, the Shleishim which goes up until the Shleishim, you now take a haircut after the Yom Tiv. Now, because it's not necessary. So we say, okay, it maintains the Isra of the Kibis, but if you didn't do laundry, then Lai, then we wouldn't say that it continues, because the Mutal Chabas of the Kibis, that no, you're allowed to do laundry even if you did not do laundry every Yom Tiv. Why? Because your Tzarek Kalias, it's a much greater need, and therefore we would let you do it on the Yom Tiv. Which I says very nearly time, and that doesn't seem correct to me, because the Mutal Chabas was a great need to culture and Shishul Mekan, to the contrary, for sure we should penalize him, but Shalom Asa Kan Regla, if he did not do it before the Yom Tiv, and Benefz Regla came in like that in the state of disgrace. So that would be a reason why we should actually, yes, penalize and not. Well, the Pesha Kuntra, according to Rashi, the Mefarsh Takaman, that he explains later on, that when the Gemara says, Shemchal Shlishi Lis Erev Regel, that if day three falls on Erev Yom Tov, Shasa Brachit Ad Erev, that you now go ahead and bathe Ad Erev, what does it mean Ad Erev? So Ad Shecha Shecha means up until it gets dark, meaning up until Yom Tov. McCain, if that's the case, Leshech Lekonsa, you can't penalize him, B'mashal Leirochat, like Kibbutz, that he did not bathe and he didn't do laundry, Erev Regel, that because Erev Regel is the Yom Tov night, which you're not allowed to bathe and you're not allowed to do laundry. So if that's the case, Yomim leni mailei batel gabe shiva. So what is it that you're saying regarding the Shiva, that the Yomim are not batel, like we were hearing Daik from the Gemara regarding Yom Shel Shleishim, but how can you penalize him what he couldn't do anyway? However, what you could say is dim leirochatz beregel. Yeah, you could actually say if he did not bathe himself on the Yom Tov, then, which there are certain ways that one could, that also lirchatz achar regel, that then you're not allowed to bathe after the Yom Tov, and it's actually talking about on the Yom Tov itself. Another part you could say is that the truth is, when 3 days of Avelis pass before the Yom Tov, that it's bottled the Shiva of the days of Avelis totally, so why are we saying Gezeres Shiva, which the Deek is, but not Yimei? No, Agab not could say Gezeres, only because the Sefer said the word Gezeres, not Kabirish Gezeres, but really even the days would also be. But nearly, additionally, it seems to me, he says, the day Shehocha Perusha, Shleisha Yomim, 3 days passed, but the Gezeres Shiva. But the inference is not regarding Yomim, but rather Hashnei Yom. But if 2 days pass, Leibot exists, then did not nullify the exists. And this is the part of Taisus that seems redundant. Marshall writes that it's unnecessary. So it says, "Makamak ma'ube pirushi." And my interpretation is true. The comment someone from the Vatican Gemara says shortly, "Chikishim shigzeres shleishim avetals gzeres zayin b'hulu." That just like the gzeres shleishim avetals gzeres zayin b'hulu, etc. Mashmat zandik shesem pashal b'tani kama tivin pashal according to tani kama. So it says, "Harsh temeli." Now it's a wonder to me. The Chimishan when the Gemara answers, "Shem legilach boy," that if you didn't take a haircut before the Yom Tov, it's forbidden after the Yom Tov. So tainah sefer. That makes sense by the sefer. It's talking about that the shiva passed and it's not nullified the shleishim. So you understand what the gzeres is to say. That the gzeres but not the yom, but in the reisha, the comma that says butlam and gzeres zayin, again regarding the shiva, not the shleishim, am I not gzeres? Well, then might come yom lebatlu. But for what would he say yom lebatlu? That's the tell you what he says. The agad the nokad say but gzeres, since the sefer said gzeres, it's not much gzeres, but really it's not just gzeres, but also yom. But nearly additionally, it says appears to in the reisha of Bishru. The reisha is saying shleisha yom 3 days, but the gzeres zayin hashne yomim lebatlu. The gersa should say gzeres, or another approach hayom lebatlu. What would it mean, Yom Lebatl? That actually, you're right, because although the Shiva, but that's Batl, but actually regarding things that are discrete, actually do apply, and therefore, that's why it means a Yom Lebatl regarding the Shiva.